This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number into the studio. We want to know what you got into over the weekend, especially if it involves an injury. I threw out my back. Kennedy fell off a scooter. We're going to find out.
It's what all right. Happened. Everything's fine.
Did you make it to the Panda? Somebody wanted to know, Kennedy, in D.C. after the scooter accident?
I did. It was super crowded, so I just kind of, and that zoo is enormous, and it's on a giant hill, so if you know, you know. But, I literally ran in, saw the pandas, like, tried to get around all the kids and field trips that were there, and then turned around and went to the hospital. So, I'd like to go back.
You didn't go to the hospital because of the scooter incident, though. You're going for Mr.
No, I went to the hospital to pick him up.
Yeah, I know. No. Just making sure people are going, oh, she had to go to the hospital?
No.
She just showed up to the hospital with her own scrapes and bruises.
I asked them if they had an ice pack. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do it.
Darlene's from Hopkinton and volunteered at something this weekend. What was it called? What was it about?
It was the Bell of the Ball. It's been going on for over 10 years. It was at Heinz Auditorium. And I was on the cheer squad. My friend that I went with was one of the personal shoppers, and they helped over 1,800 young women get dressed for proms and cotillions and everything from alterations to these beautiful dresses to clutch purses.
I'm looking at their website. They have since 2005 collected and cleaned 76,000 gowns for local students in need since the program started.
It was probably one of the most positive, like emotionally positive thing, like because once they get fitted out with everything, they get brought out to this red carpet. They get professional pictures taken,
right?
And you know the cheers, but and it was every walk and make a girl from you know the double zero to you know the double whatever on right. The other end to the every demographic. You know, my favorite was this one Down syndrome girl who just rocked down the aisle.
Oh, that's just, great!
You know, so proud. But it was such a positive. And a neat thing was that I ran into my best friend from college and her sister there volunteering. That everyone Aww. Just left feeling like positive.
Nothing feels better than when you're giving back.
I'll be back next. It was my first time, and I'll be back next year with more friends with me. I'll fill my car.
That's awesome.
Great deal. Thanks, Darlene.
Well, let us know about it so we can get it in the Good Vibe Tribe next year.
Corey from Medford went to a retirement party.
Good morning, guys. One of my friends, it's his second retirement party because apparently the first time he retired just didn't take. had a couple of guys buying me drinks.
Okay, stud.
Hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Talk your talk.
This is how we do it.
Did you tell them you were a married man, Corey?
Don't be silly. Of course not. They were buying me drinks.
That's my guy.
Good deal. Thanks,
Corey. There is an arrangement.
B-Sai from Gloucester went to a dance class on Friday night. How are we feeling?
Oh, man. I felt it in my hips, my knees. There was a lot of squatting in 3-inch stilettos. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I hate when that happens to me.
Get it, girl.
You threw your back out walking.
I did.
In that class.
I know. You imagine Kennedy and I in that class? We'd be a mess.
Speak for yourself. I would be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as she's not on a scooter in the class, she's good.
Exactly.
Anything else? Is that it?
Yeah, I watched Wicked. I know nothing about Wicked. I'm not a theater girl, shocker. And
did that blow your mind? Did it blow your mind?
Well, so I feel like I could have used less hour of character development and just used the last hour, you know, other than that.
Was Cynthia Erivo's performance transcendent?
Hold on.
Cynthia Erivo was robbed at the Oscars. I will tell you that. Mm-hmm. Like, she was absolutely robbed of her EGOT. I love Cynthia Erivo, but she was absolutely 100% robbed.
I'm just still confused by the whole
thing. She was amazing.
I thought she was the Wicked Witch of the West, and then she ended up being a good person. Very confusing to me.
Carson, it will come around in the second half.
Oh, I haven't seen the second half yet.
Written by a different human.
Melissa's from Weymouth. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. What did you ride this weekend?
I rode the Cog Railway, which goes up the side of Mount Washington. Right now, they're only running like their winter season, so we only went up about 4,000 feet. But it was still pretty cool. It's the technology that they use on roller coasters. So you get that kind of like bumpy feel going up the hill. It was really amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
How long does it take you to get to the top? I don't think I've done that yet.
To the top, they said, was about an hour. Our ride was probably like 30 minutes, if that. But it's really neat because they bring you up and then they let you out and you kind of like enjoy the view and roast some marshmallows or hot dogs. And then you get back in and come back down. It was really cool.
How cold was it halfway up the mountain?
That sounds really fun.
It was fun. It wasn't too bad. We thought there was going to be like a significant temperature difference. It was probably like 30 degrees, mm-hmm. but it felt a lot colder.
They have a bar on this thing?
No, they don't. But they did offer complimentary hot coffee and hot cocoa. Mm.
All right. Bring a little Bailey's.
I was
going
to say, bring your own. BYOB of yes, Mount Washington.
It is really cool, though. Yeah, it was really awesome, though. For people who don't want to like hike or drive it, this was like a great alternative. So
very cool.
Check it out.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. How about you, producer Dan?
So Friday night, we stayed in and we watched the new Venom movie that's on Netflix, the third one that ends the trilogy.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I didn't like any of the Venom movies yet. I watched all three. Yeah.
I thought they got progressively worse as they went. Like, the first one was great, and then it got...
The third one just felt
like there was kind of lazy writing. And
the voice was just always so weird to me. I just could not detach from the two voices talking to each other.
I love Tom Hardy. I thought his performance was awesome, and I liked the Venom back and forth stuff, but I wanted to like it so bad, and I didn't. And then Saturday, I was in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah?
I hit Charlestown up. We went to Urban Wild.
Okay.
I had never been there before.
It's a cool spot.
That place is cool as hell, hashtag not an ad.
Yep.
Like, we walked in there. There's, like, a bowling alley on one side, and then you walk in, and there's all, like, a huge spot to drink, and then there's a patio out back with, like, games at, like, cornhole, ping pong, all kinds
so
of stuff.
So were you there later at night? Because it's 21 plus after a certain time.
I met Kaylee and her friends there at, like, 4.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, what's nice is they, if you want a place like that, like, later after 8, 9 o'clock or something.
Oh, no, we were in bed by 9:30.
Yeah, I got you.
But it was like a March, it was like a March Madness day, so Arkansas beat St. John's, and there was a guy on the mic going, if there's an upset, everybody gets free French fries.
Really?
And the entire bar hated St. John's for the rest of the game. And then there was like this kid who was like the director of fun over there with a microphone.
Right.
And they were doing prizes at halftime.
Okay.
So they brought one of Kaylee's friends up to do halftime hot shots.
Which is
where they give you like a Nerf ball and like a little tiny basketball hoop.
Right.
And they give you 3 shots, and if you hit it, you win a prize.
And
everybody was watching her, and she didn't hit it, but she got the prize anyways.
Oh, okay.
And then
sounds like our show.
I think the kid pulled her up because he had a bit of a crush on her.
Oh,
hey.
Then at the end of the night, they did exchange numbers.
No.
Yes.
Okay, then.
And then shortly after that, we found out that he was only 23 years old.
Too young for her?
A little bit.
Okay.
But you never know. You never know.
She couldn't. He did.
You don't have to get married. You could just go out for dinner. It's fine.
He has access to free French fries. What is she doing?
He has a very cool job.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.